This is Day to Day from NPR News. Coming up, a new thriller novel from the former top official of Britain's counter-espionage agency. First, our regular Friday guest, NPR's senior correspondent Juan Williams, is here for political analysis. He's back with us this week from Tempe, Arizona. Juan, welcome as always.
Good to be with you, Alex.
Secretary of State Colin Powell, this is his last full week as Secretary of State. He's back to private life with President Bush's confidant and National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice taking over at the State Department with Senate confirmation next week. How are plans going for transition?
Well, I went down to Foggy Bottom to have a conversation with Secretary Powell this week, Alex. And what was interesting was it was a conversation that touched a little bit on the issue of his legacy, as well as the transition to National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice replacing him. When you think about Powell's legacy, I think inevitably the mind's eye goes to Powell sitting before the United Nations making the case for going to war against Iraq based on the notion that Iraq held weapons of mass destruction. And of course, this week there was a story in the Washington Post indicating that the search for weapons of mass destruction has now come to a complete end. Powell, for his part, though, is focused more on his own legacy as a person who was involved in tsunami aid, involved in increasing foreign aid with the notion that hopefully America can develop trade relationships that will eventually replace foreign aid as the way that we reach out and build relationships. So he's right now looking to burnish his own reputation.
Are you getting some sense of how he is going to be speaking about Iraq once he returns to private life? Some sense of how he feels about it?
President Bush, in an interview this week with USA Today, said that he anticipates the violence will continue even after elections are held in Iraq later this month. And Secretary Powell also seemed to indicate that he believed that there was an ongoing process that had been put in place, and it's part of a larger effort at bringing democracy to the Middle East, which is, of course, President Bush's larger grand architecture for what he's trying to accomplish internationally. And I think Powell has bought into that. He may have a difference with the president, however, in terms of the pace, feeling that in some cases, especially in Arab countries where there is no history of democracy, you have to listen to exactly what they want and what's possible in terms of reforms, and it might not be the absolute endpoint of democracy as we know it here in the United States.
There were those kinds of cautions from the White House this week.
Oh, big time. I think that you've been hearing this now for weeks from the president. The kind of rhetoric we heard during the campaign, how can John Kerry talk about problems in Iraq and hope to get more allies involved, all of that has boiled away. And what you're now down to is a president that's becoming very pragmatic and even talking about the elections as a starting point for withdrawing U.S. troops.
Let's turn to the election in this country. Senator Edward Kennedy gave a speech this week at the National Press Club in Washington with some general advice for Democrats. Here's an excerpt from that.
There is no doubt that we must do a better job of looking within ourselves and speaking out for the principles we believe in. We were remiss in not talking more directly about them, about the fundamental ideals that guide our progressive policies. In the words of Martin Luther King, we must accept finite disappointment, but we must never lose infinite hope.
Senator Edward Kennedy speaking in Washington this week. Juan, this seemed to be a big deal for the senator, at least, that he was giving this speech. Are the Democrats listening to Senator Kennedy or looking for someone who's not a Massachusetts liberal to give them lessons for the future?
No, I think Kennedy is sort of the grand old man of the party at this point, Alex, and people took great inspiration from his words. I was up on Capitol Hill, and it was the talk of Capitol Hill Democrats, and Kennedy was not buying into the notion of a mandate for President Bush. You know, President Bush said that he had political capital to spend right after the election. Here was Kennedy coming back and saying the election was not about in any way packing the courts with conservative judges or privatizing Social Security. It was about Iraq. And so Kennedy comes back and says the real agenda for Democrats is one of keeping to the ideals of Dr. King on this King birthday weekend, but also expanding Medicare to take care of our seniors, making sure that minimum wage gets increased so that young people starting out have a fair chance. He really was talking about the Democrats being an opposition party, that kind of defiant talk coming from a party that doesn't control the House of Representatives, the Senate, or the White House, was really a striking tone, a contrast, and it caught everyone's attention.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. We'll talk to you next week, Juan, and thank you.
My pleasure, Alex. Good to be with you.